going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We are efforting to get Tony Gwynn Jr., our MLB Odyssey insider. But until then, Jason, Tomoyuki Sugano, when the game started yesterday, it took Dean Kramer, what, 6 pitches to be down 2-0? It was 5 pitches before James Wood hit an exit velocity of 116.3 off Sugano. Then he gave up another homer, and it was 3-0. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here we go again. But from that point on, Sugano was able to settle in, and there really wasn't a ton of hard contact after that. He gave up 4 hard hit balls, and hard hit balls are considered 95 miles per hour. 4 in the first inning, 4 the rest of the way. But we do have Tony Gwynn Jr. on hold right now, our Odyssey MLB insider. And Tony is brought to us by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And Tony, Orioles offense. We knew that this offense was going to have to outscore the opposition, because even heading into the year, and it's probably been worse than we thought, the starting rotation did not look good on paper. But we've seen this offense be inconsistent at best going back to last June. What is off about this group to you?
They have all of a sudden, really seemingly all at the same time, like, had big time struggles. You know, I don't think anybody could see Gunner where he's at right now. I mean, this dude has been a dude since he's arrived in the league, and he's struggling a little bit. Rutschman struggling a little bit. And listen, when you have those two guys in particular, at least in my opinion, have always kind of been in the mix in terms of making that Orioles offense go. When they're not going, it's going to look different. And then you add that to what you were talking about, you know, in the lead into this, which is starting pitching, it wasn't really addressed. And so you kind of have the world's kind of crashing at the same time. And, you know, when you're this early, it's hard not to kind of feel a sense of panic. But I still believe that these guys are going to rise to their normal norms at some point this year.
You've been around the game for a long time. You've seen a lot of things. And I know we're not that far removed from this team winning 100 games in a season, but you also go back over their last 100 games to July of last year, and they're 10 games below 500. They're going to lose this series to the Nats, and with Mackenzie Gore on the mound today, they may get swept. Then they go to Detroit, and then they come home for 3 against the Yankees. If they can't win more than one of these games in that stretch, they have an off day next Thursday. I'm wondering if that's Brandon Hyde's last day on the job. Am I crazy?
You know, you'd ask me that a few years ago, I'd have been like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
But given the times that we are in, and it's not just in baseball, really with coaches, managers across all sports, there's just there's an urgency that I think in today's day is in my opinion, too quick, mm-hmm. but it is the reality that we're living in right now. And yeah, public pressure, the fact that they haven't played that well over the, you know, going back to last year, it certainly starts to put that into question. And when you have as talented of an offense that the Orioles have, yeah, people are going to start to look for answers, and I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it should happen, right. but I wouldn't be surprised if that was the route that, you know, at least starts to come into focus.
Tony, I'm certainly not going to blame the Orioles' loss last night on C.B. Buckner, but he was horrendous. He has been horrendous for years now, and this is more of an MLB issue. Just how shocked are you, surprised, maybe not at all, that the ABS challenge system is not in the majors and has been in the minors for years?
That's an interesting question. I think I'm not shocked because they've been trying to get that system to be perfect for a while. And I think what they've come to the realization is it may be too tough to do it. And so the ABS system in the way we saw it in spring training is probably the answer moving mm-hmm. forward. I think initially, I don't know that they intended for it to be kind of, you know, brought up the way we saw it during spring training. I think it was intended initially to just be the system overall, but I think they realized that it was going to be a little bit tougher climb. And so I think they just want to make sure it's right. I think they laid it out perfectly, I think, this year, giving the players a chance to kind of get used to it, get their feet wet with it a little bit. And, you know, all in all, I think the players kind of adapted to it, and some enjoyed it, some didn't. I think from my perspective, what it made me realize is that, you know, put the C.B. Buckners aside for a second. Those umpires are really good. Most of the ones that were challenged during spring training, we're talking less than an inch a lot of times. And, you know, I expect that from the human side. So I think it'll be here next year, and you know, I think it'll kind of quiet a lot of the conversation, at least for the time being. Eventually, we'll get to a point where we're focused on the amount of misses an umpire has as we get going into that system in the coming years.
Tony, I mentioned the Orioles' last 100 games. We can go, I don't know, about an hour and 10 minutes up the road here on 95 to Philadelphia and go back to it. The Orioles playing the Phillies in a series last July and people talking about it as a potential World Series preview. Since then, Aaron Nola's become about as hittable as any pitcher in the league. The Phillies bullpen has gone from a weakness to a strength, back to seemingly a weakness. They're right below 500 when they've played good teams this year, like the Mets. They've really struggled. What's going on there?
You know, the Phillies are interesting because, as you alluded to, they've been here before, especially with their bullpen. It wasn't that long ago where their bullpen wasn't worth anything, and then all of a sudden they all started throwing ball well, and now they kind of reverted. And I don't know that I necessarily am panicked about that. I think bullpen arms in general are the most volatile. It's the most volatile position in baseball. From year to year, you kind of, with the exception of a few guys, you really don't know what you're going to get year in and year out. And so this may be the year, and you give the Phillies credit, they've stuck with those guys a lot of times, even when it seemed like they shouldn't. This may be the year they got to kind of flip them out and get some new blood in there, because you know, they have, as you said, regressed from that standpoint. Offensively, you know, it's tough for me to worry about that team offensively. They got some dudes that just know how to play baseball and they know how to win. And so I think that'll keep them afloat, but they're going to have to get to the bullpen issue. And Nola's a bit of a concern too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of seen, I think his stuff kind of come back a little bit. It's kind of regressed a little bit. And now all of a sudden he's getting hit over the yard. I think, as I said earlier, I think cream does rise to the top most of the time. I think he'll get back to close to where he was. But certainly right now you got to be a little bit concerned if you're the Phillies, especially with that bullpen. That's the main issue to me.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tony, you're of course part of the Padres radio network, and the Padres just lost 4 of 6 on their road trip, but they return home to San Diego beginning tomorrow.
Slam Diego. That's Slam Diego.
And they've been dominant there, 12-1 at home, and it seems like there's just a heck of an environment at that ballpark right now. How much of a factor is that environment for this club?
It's a factor, but the interesting thing is I think the visiting teams enjoy the environment just as much as the home team does. I mean, you hear it consistently now when teams come into town how much they enjoy that environment. I don't know that it's as hostile as maybe a Philly or Chicago, but it's a party. It really is, and I think more importantly, the Padres, I think they feed off of it. There's just a different type of energy that they have when they played at home to start the season than they have on the road. Now, that being said, we just saw the Detroit Tigers. That's a good baseball team.
Yeah.
Houston Astros played a lot better than their record said they were. And so, you know, I think that has played a part in some of their road woes. They played the Cubs earlier who were playing great baseball. But certainly at home, they have, you know, you look at the splits. I know it's really too early to be looking at that kind of stuff. But they're a completely different team at home than they've been on the road this year.
He's Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Tony, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We asked Tony about the Orioles lineup that was allergic to coming through with runners in scoring position last night. We're going to get into that offense at the top of the hour, but coming up next, we're going to get back into Tomoyuki Sugano's start last night. Really settled in after that first inning. That's next on The Fan.